Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Appreciate Big Zoo on the other side. 888-808-1019. My new Saturday morning friend who's been with me on the Saturday morning show.
6 months now, almost.
Has it been that? Yeah, it was Memorial Day. So yeah, I guess close to that. Yeah, about 6 months.
No, 6 months then for sure.
Yeah.
Look at us, bro.
Look at us. Look at me. Look at us with browsing. Little Rodney Dangerfield. Look at us with browsing. Hey, we're browsing over here. Yeah. Thank you guys. Thanksgiving. 1 hour left. On our Tuesday night show, I got you till midnight, 888-808-1019. A lot of baseball on the show. We talked a little bit about football and the Giants head coach. Talked a little bit about the Knicks. And if you'd be willing to bring in Anthony Davis, who might be out in Dallas, which to me is an interesting possibility. But we've spent a lot of time on the baseball. Again, the Mets offseason, this trade with Brandon Nimmo going to Texas and Marcus Semien coming in. It just doesn't excite me as of right now. We'll see what the next moves are, but if the greatest part of a trade is that it sets you up for further moves, it's hard to just, you know, throw a parade for it. I got to be honest with you. I'm surprised as many Met fans are so excited about it. I just don't know what you're excited about yet. And I certainly don't think it makes this team better. Semien has been bad offensively for 2 years. Bad. And now that you've done this, right, there's no moving, you know, Vientos and Beatty. Beatty's not going to move over to second. I still think McNeil's gone. I would have moved on from Jeff McNeil. I thought Beatty played a decent enough second base, and you could get, at times, both of their bats in the lineup if you're hoping to have Vientos have a bounce-back year. Now you get DH, but you're blocking Jet Williams. You're blocking Mauricio. Now you got to make moves for those people, you would think. You got to bring in an outfielder. You got to do a lot. You got to get a bullpen arm. Hopefully it's Diaz. You got to bring back Pete, assuming, or not. Get a first baseman. You got to add to this rotation. You got to get a bunch of bullpen arms. The Mets have a big offseason ahead of them, and we'll see what they do. But that first piece of moving on from Nimmo for Semien doesn't strike me as all that great just yet. See what they do with it. I'm open to it. At the end of the offseason, we will see what they've done, how much money they've spent, and what kind of team they put together. But for me, as I sit here today, just with a swap of Semien for Nimmo, I don't think they're better. So they got a lot to do. So do the Yanks. 888-808-1019. Jason in Waterbury. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Chris. How you doing, man? Happy Thanksgiving, bro.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, bro. What's going on? You ready to yell?
Man, appreciate you, man.
We're going to yell about
Let me tell you what a disgrace and what an embarrassment Al Steinbrenner is. And I listened to Mike tonight because Mike knows it all. And you know what he was talking about, the tax breaks that Al Steinbrenner gets for the stadium. He's a disgrace. And everywhere you go in this country and everywhere in the world, one of the biggest brands out there, one of the biggest brands you'll ever see anywhere is the Yankee brand. This guy actually had the nerve to tell the media yesterday that they were lying about a profit that this guy makes, that the Yankees make, well, of the family, while somebody's probably out there washing his Bentley. This guy is an absolute disgrace, and it's crying. You know, the New Yorkers, they work hard. There's a lot of people that don't have any money in the city and that they're fighting for their lives, and this guy actually told the media that he don't want to spend any money and he wants a salary cap because the Yankees don't have any. Is he kidding me?
Okay, well, I mean, you're making
$10 billion the franchise. Yeah. Mike said, go back and listen to Mike's podcast, okay, Mike, because he described the whole thing, how much Mr. Steinbrenner bought the team for, what this team could sell for now, yeah, and this guy,
where you get the money, though. You get the money from selling.
$10 billion. Yeah. Sell the team. Just sell the team. Yeah, that's what he should do.
Okay.
He's a low life.
Oh, come on. You see, that's where I get too mad. That's where I'm not going to let you call him a low life. He's not a low life. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. He's not a low life. I hear what you're saying. I do. And what he said and talking about people who can't afford and all, I get it. I do. I opened the show saying it was a ridiculous comment. He shouldn't have said it. And if he wants to prove it to us that he's not making money, show us the books. Show us the books. Show us the spreadsheets. Show us the books. All the money coming in, all the money coming out, including tax breaks and everything. Show us. I totally agree with you on that. I think you're taking it way too far. And you also intimated things he did not say. You intimated things he did not say. One, I know we're going to say crying poverty. I get it. He was asked the question, and he answered it. He didn't open the press conference saying, woe is me, I don't have enough money to function. He was asked about assuming that because the profit was $700 million that they've made a ton of money, and he was like, I wouldn't make that assumption. I don't know if that's a fair comment to make that I made all this money. Dumb. Dumb. But I think it's probably, and I respect Mike's opinion, and I'm sure there are tax breaks and all kinds of things. And it's hard to have a company that's valued at $10 billion and say it's not making money. It's hard to imagine. I don't know all the money aspect of it, but I mean, Steve Phillips talked about it on his show on MLB Network and MLB Radio and talked about it. I saw the former owner of the Marlins talk about the finances of baseball and that he's not surprised to hear that the Yankees aren't making money hand over fist, that the expenses are high. I don't know how much money the Yankees make. They could spend more money. He didn't say that he's not going to spend money. He didn't say he's not going to sign free agents. They're going to spend over $300 million. They're going to have a top payroll in baseball. They're going to be right there with the Mets and Dodgers as the top three in spending money. He's not going to dramatically cut payroll. And as far as wanting a salary cap, he has shown a strong interest in competitive balance, or at least talked about how important it is, competitive balance and the betterment of the sport. And not just the betterment of the Yankees. Now, the Yankees are inside the sport, and now we are going to have, this coming season, a huge fight again at the CBA, and for more than just a salary cap, for all the different finances of the sport and everything else. Like, and it's also not fair for these organizations to just not spend any money, go along, you know, taking all the money out of the Yankees' pockets, because every time they spend, they get taxed through the roof. And I know we talked about the common man and Hal Steinbrenner's comments. Well, I can tell you that you don't like it. I don't like it. Nobody likes paying taxes. And every dollar Hal spends over the luxury tax goes into the pocket of these owners who don't want to spend money. No one would like that. You wouldn't like that either. Nobody likes that. So he has shown an interest in the betterment of the sport and saving him money in the tax dollars. And then as far as a salary cap in today's baseball, he is not going to go spend $500 million. You could say whatever you want. I don't think they make enough money to go spend $500 million. As a businessman, I don't expect Hal to go spend $500 million, $400 million. I just don't. And I don't think, again, because they're worth $10 billion does not mean he has $10 billion to spend and operate with. We know for a fact that Cohen is operating at a loss. Cohen bought the Mets, and in the current position they're in, he's spending his own personal wealth, which is vast compared to the Yankees. Hal Steinbrenner doesn't have $13 billion from running a hedge fund. And let's see how long before Steve Cohen is willing to operate at a loss. He's trying to add all these hotels and casinos. Let's see how long before he's turning quite the profit running the Mets. Yeah, as of right now, he's willing to take a loss. I don't know if he'll take a loss forever. So do I expect the Yankees to take a loss to go have a $500 million payroll to go win a championship? And that doesn't even guarantee them winning a championship, by the way. Like, I get some of it. He's not a disgrace. And as far as the salary cap, I could argue the salary cap would benefit the New York Yankees because whatever the salary cap is, it's not like all of a sudden in football where there's revenue sharing and all the TV money gets split evenly. Like, the Pittsburgh Pirates aren't suddenly going to spend the same as the Yankees if there's a payroll, if there's a salary cap. It's not like there's a salary cap and now the Pirates are going to go like, oh, what's the salary cap? 325? All right, I'll spend 325. There's going to be a floor, and they're going to spend right at the floor. You bet your bottom dollar that the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Tampa Bay Rays, they're all going to be like a dollar over the floor. So you're still going to have the Yankees at the top of the list compared to almost every other team in baseball who might not want to go to the luxury tax, or go to the salary cap number. And it prevents the Steve Cohens of the world, the Dodgers of the world, or maybe the Mark Cubans or whoever other billionaires want to buy into baseball and going absolutely crazy, and the Yankees can still spend at the top of the league, and as long as they're smart, they can go win championships. Because the last time the Yankees won championships at will, yeah, they were spending a lot of money, but it was Derek Jeter. It was Bernie Williams. It was Jorge Posada. It was Andy Pettit. It was homegrown talent. Like, if they're smart with their $320 million at the top of the salary cap, they can go win championships. And you won't be able to pull the stuff that the Dodgers are pulling and paying Ohtani $2 million out of 70. Out of 70! Now, I don't think a salary cap's coming anyway, but the idea that a salary cap is some sort of like, well, it's because he doesn't want to go over. It's because he knows he's not going to compete with the Guggenheims and with the Steve Cohens of the world who have more money than he does. And we could call it printing money and gold mine and whatever else we want to call the Yankees and all the money they save. Like, I don't think the Yankees are making $500 million a year. I don't think the Yankees are making $200 million a year. I don't know what they're making. And that's why if Hal wants us to know he's not making any money, show us. Otherwise, shut up. So I agree with you that he had a terrible day, and that was an embarrassing comment. And I'm hoping it sparks him into going to spend more money. But they're never going to be the Dodgers, and they don't have Steve Cohen's money. And a salary cap, in my mind, might actually help the New York Yankees. But he wants to win, and he spent enough money to win. Like, bottom line. He's spending more money than the Blue Jays, who are right there to win. He spends more money than the Astros, who have won. He spent more money than the Texas Rangers, who have won. He spends more money than Atlanta, who has won. He spends more money than almost every other team this side of the Dodgers. In fact, he has spent more money than every other team outside of the Dodgers who've won a championship in the last 15 years that the Yankees haven't. He spent more money than all of them. He's not the bad guy. He really isn't. He just needs to be smarter, and and it's more on Cashman. They need to spend their money wiser. And it's also on Judge, and it's on Bellinger, and it's on Max Fried, who gets paid a ton of money to show up and pitch. But we never seem to say that. He went out and got the best starting pitcher available, paid him 8 years, big money, the most money ever paid to a left-handed starting pitcher in the history of baseball, and he couldn't get out of the fourth inning in the biggest game of the year, but we're going to blame the owner for not spending enough. It's never on the players, never. It's always the guys who paid for the players or didn't pay for the right players or brought in the... It's never just Max Fried's an excellent starting pitcher who that can't be his start. He's got to be better than that if the Yankees want to win the World Series. Plain and simple. The Yankees want to win the World Series, Judge better freaking hit. He makes $360 million. Yankees want to win the World Series, Max Fried better not get knocked out in the fourth. Yankees want to win the World Series, Cody Bellinger better freaking hit. Yankees want to win the World Series. Giancarlo Stanton has to hit home runs.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sometimes the players didn't perform. Sometimes it's okay to say that. Players win. Managers and management lose. That's it. Players win. Hal, Boone, and Cash lose. Any game they win, it's because the players did their jobs. Any game they lose, it's because they didn't put the right players in the position to do it, or they made the wrong decision, or they, like, every loss is on them. Every win is on the players. Jeffrey in Waldwick. What's up, Jeffrey?
T-Mac, what's up, buddy? Love the show.
Oh, thank you. Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you,
hey.
Sir.
Thank you. C-Mac, I wanted your thoughts on this. I really don't think, after that interview, I just think Hal for now is capped. I don't think he's going to go out and sign anyone. I think the most he'll do right now, I think he's going to just maybe do a trade or two and try and run back a team without Cody. I don't think Cody's coming back. Mm-hmm. But I want to know, where do you pivot to if you don't land? I know we're not landing Tucker, but where do you pivot to if you don't land Tucker, you don't land these Japanese players, and you don't bring back Bellinger? Where
I don't know.
Do you go from here?
No, I mean, not good enough. I don't even know. I don't think he's capped. I mean, he told you as much. He did tell you as much. Right? He just didn't like the way the question was asked. He doesn't like the idea that people are calling him cheap when he spends $320 million, and he answered the question in a terrible manner. And as a billionaire Yankee owner, in a franchise that's worth $10 billion, he complained about his bills. Stupid. Completely dumb. Bad PR. He thinks by telling the fans I don't make money, the fans are going to go, wow. Wait, you guys aren't making money? Oh, man, I didn't even think. Oh, you have expenses? Man, I feel bad now. I've been asking for you to spend more money, assuming you made a whole bunch. I mean, I didn't know you guys were broke. Okay, I mean, thank you for spending $300 million, Hal. That's fantastic. I have what did you think they were going to say, Hal? Like, what did you think they were going to say when you told them you got to look at my bills? Like, how could you possibly think that was a good answer to the question? But he also said that he knows he has to have. He's going to put a championship team in whatever. He has no budget. The budget is whatever makes sense. He doesn't go into the offseason saying, this is the amount of money I'm willing to spend. You figure it out. They're going to bring things to him. I think he absolutely will sign Cody Bellinger. I think he will get back to 320, maybe even a little bit more. But he's not going to go nuts. He's not going to say, oh, I need a shortstop. Let's go get Bo Bichette. Hey, you know, our third baseman's not hitting enough. I'll eat the $16 million. Go get Bregman. Oh, we need this. Go get this. Like, we need another starting pitcher. Let's go get the Japanese pitcher best on the market. Like, he's not going to do that. That he's not going to do. Oh, Diaz, we could add to the bullpen. What does Diaz want? $100 million? Sure, let's bring in Diaz to be our closer, and then we have a great bullpen. Like, he's not going to go do that, but he's going to put a team on the field that's capable of winning a championship. He's going to bring back Cody Bellinger if he can. Now, if he gets outbid that's the question. Like, if he gets outbid, where do they pivot? I don't know. My guess is Jason Dominguez or Spencer Jones is your everyday left fielder. And they'll go try and figure out a different way to add to the payroll. But he won't go, and that's the other thing about it. If he does, and this is where you'll get mad at him and where I'll get mad at him, where it's fair. And again, the comments were fair to get mad at. I totally agree. I just don't think he's evil. I don't think he's a bad guy. And I don't think he's really the villain in this Yankees not winning a championship thing. I really don't. But what I will say is, he won't spend money. Like, I don't know if he would go get a player that he doesn't think makes an impact just to improve the team. Like, if they're at $300 million after they do some things, add some bullpen arms, maybe bring in another pitcher, and they need another bat offensively, but the bat isn't, like, the good enough bat isn't there, he won't just go get an average bat to improve the team. Like, I don't know if he'll do that. Like, we saw it with third base last year. He was not willing to spend the extra $12 million on a player that he did. Like, I'm not spending $12 million for Nolan Arenado. I don't think Nolan Arenado is that good. Yeah, he makes us better, but he's not a needle mover, and I'm not spending $12 million at this point. I've already spent this much, and I'm going to have to keep some powder dry because I'm going to have to add money at the trade deadline. No, I'm not adding money. I'm not going to go get an average third baseman for money. We'll figure third base out. And I would think that would be the same thing. Like, if it's just there's no other good outfielder, I'm not going to go pay for an average outfielder. I'll just go throw Dominguez out there. Ray in Brooklyn. What's up, Ray?
Hey, C-Mac. Blessings and happy holidays to you and yours, buddy, and everyone listening.
Thank you, Ray. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Same to you. What's up?
Of course. Hey, we're going to be chummy again because, you know, when it comes to the Yankees,
mm-hmm.
I've been accused of being a Yankees and T-Mac shill.
Yes.
In all honesty and seriousness, like, I really do agree with, you know, most of your observations, the evaluation of the Yankees, because I do believe if the worst case scenario did occur and they ran back the exact same team, it's good enough to win.
I agree.
Guys would just have to perform better. It's good enough to win. But here's the thing that, you know, with Hal Steinbrenner, and I'm not complaining. You know, I always defend Boone, you know, when people want, you know, on the station, wants to say that there's locker room issues and, you know, it's a country club. Yet the other day, the guy said he's okay with, who's the coach that was coaching the Dallas Cowboys that the Giants
Mike
are
McCarthy.
Maybe interested. Yeah, so Mike McCarthy, just to get off base a little bit, Tommy says, I don't care about a country club as long as you win games. And I'm thinking to myself, well, isn't that what the Yankees do?
Yeah.
You're talking about.
No, I guess they don't win enough games, yeah.
It's a double standard.
Yep.
But, yeah, so here's the thing with Hal Steinbrenner, right? And I'm not complaining. They don't need to spend more than, you know, they're spending now to win. I would like a little bit more, like push the envelope maybe a little bit more, 340, mm-hmm. 350, only because, like, I'm pretty sure when the report came out last year, the Yankees made more money than anyone, including the Dodgers. It was over $700 million. So, C-Mac, if you're spending $300 and you're making $700, you can, you know, if you choose to 1 year say, you know what, screw it, I'm really going after it. 400 wouldn't even make him blink when you're making 700,
Well, that's the total revenue, and he went over this. And again, I think he shouldn't have. but he pays $100 million to the city, so now it's not $320, it's $420. He pays the most to scouts and all the stuff you could add, you know, and it adds up quick. I don't think he's making, like, again, I don't think he's making $400 million a year. I don't. I don't think the Yankees make $400 million a year. I don't. Now, do they turn a profit? I would think they probably do. I think it's probably less than you all assume, than we assume. I really do. I think it's probably less than we assume. I don't think he's flat out lying. I think his point was, we make less money as an organization than you think we do. That was his point. It was a stupid point to make. He shouldn't have even bothered with it. But I don't think he's lying to you. I really don't. I think he's I mean this in the nicest possible terms because I've been defending him. In this case, I think he was an honest fool. I think he was an honest fool. I don't think he should have said it. I thought it was foolish to say. And again, I don't know if they're taking a loss. But I think the assumption is, oh, they make $700 million. You know, there's a $400 million difference. They're making $400 million. I don't think they're making $400 million. They're not. They're clearly not. But they could spend more. I don't think there's any doubt. But they're not going to be the Dodgers. They're not going to be the Mets. It's just not going to happen. And they don't have to be to win. That's the point, too. Again, the Blue Jays were right there to win. They had the lead in the top of the ninth inning. The lead of Game 7 in their building. They won more regular season games than the Dodgers and were right there to beat them. And they make $100 million, and they spent $100 million less than the Dodgers and less than the Yankees. They're not they're not some like miracle story. They're top five in payroll, but it's $100 million less. And they ran back the same team that finished in last place last year. They made some tweaks to their offensive game plan and boom. World Series, Game 7, winning in Game 7. The idea that Hal has to have this desperation to win like it's breathing and has to spend $500 million, he doesn't. He doesn't. 888-808-1019. Quick break back after this. Happy Thanksgiving to all, as I will not be with you tomorrow, and I will catch you Friday morning filling in for Boomer and Geo on Black Friday morning. So I'll see you then. But I still got you for another half hour or so, 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls. As many as we can have. Usually in the overnights I do rapid fire style. We can transition that here. Mike in Clifton Park. What's up, Mike?
Hey, great show. So 3 points versus the Mets.
Sure.
I'm glad they moved on from the Nimmo contract, which now they'll hopefully have some flexibility to upgrade the team.
Yeah, in 4 years. In four years, because they've added money to the next three with the Semien contract.
Right. Right. I mean, but the thought of having Nimmo till he's 38 always threw me crazy.
No, I get it.
Joe Shane, you know, he can't come back. And, mm-hmm. you know, he thought his team was ready in the second year. He made moves and that failed.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought this defense was going to be good and he planned it. And what a failure. And
yep.
Let me
if the defense was good, they have 6-7 wins right now. It's amazing.
They would be like 7-5.
Uh-huh.
And what do you think Carl Anthony Towns and Bridges package would get you?
A Carl Anthony Towns and Bridges package together?
Yep.
LeBron
James maybe or something like that.
Oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to bring LeBron James here now. I mean, does that get you Giannis? I don't know. Probably not. I mean, I would think if they're going to break it down, they're going to want picks. I don't know. Go ahead.
Here's the other thing to consider there. Those are two guys making an ungodly amount of money.
Yeah.
So you're not trading those guys for one player.
Yeah, no, they'd have to... You'd have to figure out the contract. You'd have to figure out the money.
Yeah, that's not an easy deal.
That is not an easy deal at all, packaging those two together. Peter and Clark, what's up, Pete?
Hey, C-Mac, happy Thanksgiving. How are you doing?
Happy Thanksgiving to you, sir. What's going on?
I just wanted to I don't know. I'm so pissed off as a Giant fan. When I started hearing about all this crap about the country club goings-on about the Giant, going on about Dable, and I'm like, I can't believe as a Giant football team, about how easy everything was. I'm like, are we kidding about this? This is a giant football team, and everything is lackadaisical? Are we kidding? When we had Parcells and Tom Coughlin, and this is what's going on? Are we kidding? Would a professional football team, with billions of dollars being spent, and it's just lackadaisical? Are we kidding with this? I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, we're talking about what? We're talking about one player who, you know.
No, Dable. Yeah. He's running the team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
But what lackadaisical stuff are we talking about?
He's running the team. And it's just like it's a country club affair?
Yeah, I know. But again, what's the examples that it was a country club affair?
It's coming out that he just doesn't. He's not running a team. He's not running the team. He's not putting the team out in.
Yeah, I don't know. We had you when Abdul Carter got punished by Kafka for missing a walkthrough. There were some rumors that, like, he was sleeping through meetings previously and that was allowed, and we were seeing things like that. Here's the bottom line. I guess it was it wasn't a country club until they were up 10 points in the fourth quarter. Like, the team showed up. They didn't come out flat. They have scored on almost every single stinking opening drive of the season. With Dable, after Dable, like, the team didn't show up dead. They come out and score. The only game where you saw a real give up was San Francisco. The San Francisco game in the fourth quarter, it felt like they gave up. Outside of that, I haven't seen that on the field. I have seen a team that's come out to start the game extremely well. Offensively, they've played better. The offensive line continues to fight. Like, offensively, they're up 19-0 against the Denver Broncos on the road. Where was the country club? Like, I think we're overblowing things. The defense stinks. They can't make a stop at the end of the game, and they find ways to lose and make just enough mistakes to lose. I don't think it's about a country club. I don't think it's about lackadaisical stuff. Like, I don't think that's it. Like, right now we're talking about Dexter Lawrence not being on the field for that play and whether or not Dexter Lawrence, because of his injury, should have been on the field or not. I know Carl Banks was yelling about it. I understand. And listen, he had some time in between periods and that overtime. Like, should Dexter Lawrence have made sure he's on the field? Like, sometimes it's on the player too. If Dexter Lawrence looked at the Giants in the face and said, I'm going out there, because the Kafka said that he was in tears on the sidelines because he wanted to be out there. If Dexter Lawrence turned to the coach and said, I'm going out there, you think they're going to stop Dexter Lawrence? Like, do you think they're going to say, no, Dex, you can't go out there? Like, he's like, I'm going out there. No one's going to stop him.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. And prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Like, I see a defense that doesn't have that kind of that attitude. Carl talks about this a lot. There's just not a want to with this defense. Maybe it was the coordinator. Maybe it was the atmosphere that Dable brought. I'm open to that, but I don't know about that. I think we get this stuff overblown about country clubs. Like, we have this belief, man, that if it's not run like a drill sergeant, that they're doing it wrong. Like, you know, we gotta, like, the world is different. Teams are different. Some teams need that. Some teams can be more lax. You know, we just like. And you can't go back to Parcells and Coughlin with every discussion we have about a Giants head coach. Like, the world is different. Things are different. They're, you know, Coughlin and Parcells aren't coming back to coach this team. It's not the only way to coach a team. Like, yeah, you can't have players missing meetings, and they punish them for it. Like, I don't know about this entire, you know, country clubhouse thing. I don't know. Because there are teams that have it and won, right? We look back at Terry Francona and the Boston Red Sox. Like, eventually it became too much, but they ran a pretty weird ship. Won championships. Mike in Miami. What's up, Mike?
What's up? So, this is not my point. They said it on the morning show on Beacon South. Hal said that you don't need a $300 million payroll to win.
Correct.
So then it's a contradiction. So, like, then why is Cashman still employed? If like, he said you need a $300 million payroll to win,
yeah.
Obviously Cashman shouldn't be employed because he's not spending it wisely. So, I'm just like, that means it's still a contradiction. You're, like, still employing somebody after you say you don't need a $300 million payroll. Obviously, this guy shouldn't be employed because he's not spending it wisely. What's, like, your take?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm just, like, you know, there are teams. The Phillies haven't won with a $300 million payroll. His point is you can build a team without having to spend $300 million, but yet he hasn't limited it to $300 million. He hasn't said, I'm not spending over $300 million. You should be able to do it within $300 million. Like, it's just, you know, sometimes you make signs and you know, again, not every – have they managed the money perfectly? No, they've made a ton of mistakes. Brian Cashman by no means has been perfect. Even as much as I'll defend him, I think he's much more to blame than the owner is. I really do. I feel like he's – the allocation of money is more of the problem than the money. I think there are other problems that are just as prominent as the allocation of money, but that's more than the owner spending the money. And again, that doesn't mean that the owner's not going to spend $300 million. He does. He has. The last couple of years, he spends over $300. Last year, he spent over $300. He lost Juan Soto and went out there and pivoted and spent money. And he's going to have a payroll over $300 this year. And again, they view it as... Like, and the team won 94 games, the most in the American League. That's not good enough for you. But when they think about it, like, Hal's like, well, they won the most games in the American League. They were playing great down the stretch. They won a playoff series. They got outplayed. My ace starting pitcher, who won 19 games for me and was one of the best pitchers in baseball, just completely got annihilated in the second inning. And in the second game, rather. I pay Carlos Rodon a lot of money. He won 18 games. He got lit up. He didn't pitch well in the series. I got Giancarlo Stanton making a lot of money. I got, you know, Jazz, who had a really good year. I got, you know, Bellinger, who had a really good year. None of them hit. Like, guys who performed for me all year and over the course of 162 led to the best offense in the American League and the most runs scored in the American League, and then they didn't perform in a two-week stretch. Should I fire everybody for that? The 162 doesn't matter and the 2 weeks are everything. Like, I get that. That's when we got to win and you got to make, you know, you got to do better in that time period. But, like, when you're running the business and you see, well, they had the most wins in the American League and they played really well, and I have a team that put up offensive numbers that were the top in almost every category in the American League. Like, And then they didn't play well. I had a starting rotation that had two of the most wins in Major League Baseball at the top of my rotation, and then they didn't pitch well. Like, should I fire everybody, or should I say, well, they did a pretty good job putting together the best record in the American League and two pitchers that were great? Like, that they don't view it like you do, as black and white, failed in the playoffs, everyone's got to go. They just don't view it that way. Dan in Garden City, what's up, Dan?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right. You make me want to comment on a lot of things, but I'll keep it to my one subject, because I know you're in a hurry to move
That's
on.
That's okay, go ahead.
Yankees income.
Yes.
They are dishonest in what they're saying about not having enough money or how much they make.
Right. Again, I just want to be, he didn't say he didn't have enough money necessarily, but he said it was we assume you make a profit. And he said, I don't know if that'd be a fair assumption. That is fair. So he didn't, he made it murky waters on whether or not they make money.
Here's the thing that he's not talking about. I don't remember exactly what year it was, but it was about 10 years ago that the Yankees decided to break out the YES Network, which was part of the Yankee Corporation, and they incorporated the YES to be their own company. And all of a sudden, the Yankee income and revenue and profit went down with the loss of, I don't know how much they make. I think I looked one time. They make something over $100 million in total.
Okay,
and we all know that they're nothing without the Yankees. So it's a fine move if you're a financial guy, but from a realistic point of view, all the other baseball teams, or I should say most of them, they count on their TV revenue to help make their profit numbers. The Yankees already make a profit without YES, and they decided to reduce it to a livable number that they could then say, look at what we're doing. We're not making, we're only making $300 million profit instead of $400 or $500. That's what they're doing.
Okay, explain this to me again. All right, so you're saying they purposely make less money through the YES Network.
No, the YES Network makes whatever money it makes.
Right.
But it used to be a part of the corporate Yankee totals of what their income was. And when they found out that the Mets with SNY, the Mets were first one to do it, to break out their TV station out of the major corporation and just treat them as two separate corporations. Now, that's pretty easy because the television station is just going to be sheer clean profit. They don't have the risk that a baseball team has.
Right.
As we see.
Yeah, but the money's not going to the Yankees. They don't own. Like, they only own, like, I think 20% of the YES Network.
No, the Steinbrenners are making more off of YES than just 20%.
I don't think they own.
They started it.
Yeah, but they don't own. It's been bought by a group of multi I'm like looking at it now. Blackstone, Redbird. They own 80%, and they bought it from the Walt Disney Company. I don't think the Yankees own as much of the YES Network as you think.
So they sold off, obviously.
Yeah, in 2019, like a current group of... Now, are the Yankees behind these groups? I don't know. But the YES Network is owned by investor groups that include Yankee Global Enterprise, 26%, Sinclair Broadcast Group, 20%, Amazon, 15%. The remaining shares are held by the Blackstone Group, Red Group, and Company, 13% each. This group purchased an 80% stake in the network from the Walt Disney Company in 2019. So, like... Yankee Global Enterprises own 26%. Now, this is a quick Google search. I don't know if that's 100% accurate, but from my understanding, it's not that they, and I think they're getting back the YES Network eventually. Like, I don't think they're making like a ton of cash from the YES Network and put it in a category where it doesn't count towards the Yankee stuff. Like, it's not like that's hidden income. I don't think they're making a ton of money from the YES Network, but they put it in a different category so they can claim that it's actually not Yankee profits. I don't think that's the case, as far as I know. But open up the books, Hal. You want and out. This is 100% fair. You want to make sure we know you're not making a lot of money? Then show us. If you want us to know that, if it's important to you to take a take a moment out of that press conference to tell us you don't make money, then prove it to us, because nobody believes you. Nobody believes a company valued at $10 billion isn't a moneymaker. Why is it valued at $10 million if it doesn't make you money? I mean, I don't know all the finances. I get it. I get the idea that you own a house, but you don't have that money, and that owners make their money when they sell. I've heard that a bunch of times since this. I've read a couple stories that, for the most part, owners make money when they sell. But why is a company worth $10 billion if it doesn't make money? How does that work exactly? Russ in Norwalk, Connecticut. What's up, Russ?
Hey, Mac. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I want to talk about the Giants. I want to talk specifically about the defensive coordinator. When they fired Brian Daboll, they should have also fired the defensive coordinator at the same time.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, I don't disagree that he deserved to be fired, but, like, the way you say, like, they should have, and I'm sure you're going to give me some examples of why, but, like, did it matter? Like, did it really matter? What if they won what if they would have won a game? Okay.
Well, you still had time, including Denver. Like, after they lost to Denver, that should have been enough, that the guys should have seen that Daboll and the DC couldn't coach. Listen, these guys are terrible coaches. Now, I think that the team, that the ownership needs to clean house. They need to let the GM go. They need to let everybody go. The team is worse off, C-Mac, than it's ever been in the history of this franchise.
Oh, I completely disagree with you.
You completely disagree?
Completely disagree with you.
How are we setting records in futility? We're setting records in futility, right?
No,
now.
I agree. Losing road games, totally agree. But, I mean, again, the futility of, like, they're in these games. Did the Lions look like the far better football team? Did the Broncos look like the far better football team? Did the Bears look like the far better football team? Like, did they? Or did they look like the same level of team, and one team just found a way to win while the other one found a way to lose?
But
do they have a franchise quarterback on a rookie deal? Do they have a stud wide receiver? Do they have a running back who, along with the quarterback, changed the vibe of the team that led to the two wins of the season that were both good quality wins? Are they going to have another top five pick? Do they have talent defensively? Like, are you moving forward? I don't know how you can say they're not in a bad position.
What I'm saying to you is, Chris, before you don't hang up, please don't. What I'm saying to you is they need to go get themselves a coach and a GM pair.
I agree.
That will turn the change the entire culture and system around and play to win games. And maybe this new defensive coordinator will blitz more. Like, this team, listen, you're right. They're not far off. But the problem is they're coming off a culture of 9 wins, 6 wins, 3 wins, 2 wins.
Right.
It's going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't buy too much into culture year to year. I think this team started losing games in that manner, and it built on itself, and the defense wasn't very good. I agree with that. Obviously, 9 wins didn't build a winning culture. 9 wins didn't change it. 9 wins and a road playoff win didn't change the culture in a positive. So why do we assume that the losses are changing it for a negative? Like, I just think that this team, it got out the gate with a, they should have, to me, the biggest mistake was, and I talked about this, I heard Tiki today, and I understand, I disagree slightly, but Tiki said the biggest mistake looking back on it now is not starting Jackson Dart from the beginning, making this a meritocracy, giving him a chance to win the job. He played well enough to win the job in preseason, and he should have just been the starting quarterback from the beginning. I don't necessarily disagree with that, other than to say if Andrew Thomas wasn't on the field, I was afraid he was going to get hurt. We didn't know how good the offensive line was. It wasn't very good last year, and without Andrew Thomas, it's awful. So Andrew Thomas wasn't ready to start the year. I wouldn't have been in a rush to put Jackson Dart behind that offensive line without knowing how it was going to play. Right now, it's playing great. I have no fear of putting Andrew. But so at the start of the year, I think you would have started Jameis Winston. I think that's the mistake. Russell Wilson couldn't play, and it became obvious. Jameis Winston's got something. Jameis Winston's still got some juice. Look at Jameis Winston play. Like, if Jameis Winston played the first couple games of the year, maybe they have some wins and things change. And maybe we don't see Jackson Dart for a while. I don't know how things would have changed, but they could have won some games with Jameis Winston. They had no chance of winning games with Russell Wilson. And then, yeah, the defense and the run game, everything has just been a disaster. But, again, Like, the first thing you said was, is the Giants are currently in the worst position they've ever been in the last in their entire history. I completely disagree with that. Now, I don't know if they're in great position, but they have a rookie quarterback who I believe in. I think most of us believe in the way he's played on a rookie contract. They have a stud starting wide receiver. They have a stud running back in Scadaboo, who I believe in, along with some other running backs that can still perform. They've got an offensive line that they have to re-sign the tackle, Illuminor, but Andrew Thomas is an all-world left tackle. They've played much better offensive line play. I think Carter can go into become a big player. You've got Burns, who's leading the league in sacks. I think Dexter can have a bounce back year. I don't think he's done necessarily. Like, I think there's talent on the defense. I think there's talent on the offense. Now, it's not enough to justify keeping this. I mean, there better be talent when they're picking in the first five picks of the draft every stinking year. So, like, I agree with you. The GM needs to go. The coach is already gone. If they bring in the right coach, like, I'll be telling you, if Mike Tomlin's here, I think they win 9-10 games. 100%. They're going to have a easier schedule because they'll have the last place schedule and it can't be this difficult again. So they're going to have an easier schedule. They're going to have a young quarterback. They're going to be able to spend money. Like, I think if the right coach is here next year, they can win. If Mike McCarthy's here, I think they win 9-10 games. If Tomlin's here, I think they win 9-10 games. I really do. I don't think they're in the worst position ever. I think it's the line between winning and losing is this thin in this league, and they have completely mastered how to be on the wrong side of that line at the end of the games. I don't know how. I don't know how it's happened, but they've mastered it. But I think next year could be a completely different team. We saw it with New England. That was one of the worst rosters in the sport. They got 10 wins already. Go be the Pats. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Thanks to Big Zoo on the other side. Everybody have a wonderful, happy, healthy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the football. Enjoy your family. I'll be with you Friday morning, filling in for Boomer and Geo. Gordon is up next. Again, enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy a Thanksgiving. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Man. WFAN, New York.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.